Microsoft pushes the play button on the Xbox 360. Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. After being outsold by Sony's PlayStation in the last video console generation, Microsoft vowed not to give its Japanese rival a head start again. And so months before Sony is ready to release the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360 has gone on sale. About Microsoft's ability to make enough consoles to meet demand, Scott Henson, who heads the Xbox Advanced Technology Group, says,
"Well, there's going to be a huge demand without question for the console. In terms of how much of a shortage, well, hopefully we'll be able to fill demand as much as it pops up. The way that we've built our systems, we're going to do more of an on-demand model as opposed to retailers having to wait for 2 to 3 weeks.
Is there a danger, some danger, of sticker shock here? Not only is the 360 the most expensive game console to date, but the games themselves developed for it are more expensive.
We actually have a whole range of prices. So if you look at it from all the games that are available for the system, first of all, you can run a whole host of original Xbox games, which we have price points, you know, down to platinum hits from $19.99 all the way up to traditional pricing, which is $50 to $60.
Microsoft will have the next generation console market to itself until Sony comes out with the PlayStation 3 scheduled for next spring. Henson says he's confident the 360 will start in front and stay there. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.